The National Football League has the unenviable task this weekend of trying to top its own act. Last weekend, the NFL playoffs featured nail-biting finishes, quarterback heroics, overtime games, and frigid temperatures. The four surviving teams play this weekend for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Peter Richmond follows the NFL for GQ Magazine and for Morning Edition. Hello.
Hello.
Let's start with the American Football Conference. The New England Patriots host the Indianapolis Colts. What should we expect?
Well, we should expect that the Indianapolis Colts will come to New England, which won't be as frigid as it was last Saturday when it was 4 degrees, but they will probably find that the New England Patriots have an answer to what has been, until now, the spectacular passing game of Peyton Manning. He's the most fun to watch in all of football now because he changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Most teams huddle and then come up and run the play. The Colts go stand at the line of scrimmage, and then Peyton walks up and down the line, talking to his players, flapping his arms, kicking out his legs. And this is a sport that frowns on spontaneity, and Manning's dance is must-see viewing. But the most amazing statistic of all for statistics people is that for the last two games, the Indianapolis Colts haven't had to punt the ball once. Now, that's something that's only happened 5 times in the previous 51 years of the team's existence. But New England has a very uncharismatic coach, and his key is always finding out ways to beat other teams' high offenses. If anybody can stop Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts, it's Bill Belichick and his New England Patriots. I think that's what'll happen.
Moving over to the National Football Conference, the Philadelphia Eagles host the Carolina Panthers. It's the third year in a row that the Eagles have been in the conference championship game. Do you think third time's the charm?
Possibly not. They did lose the last two. Now, no one's lost 3 championship games in a row in 20 years, and no one's ever lost 2 in a row at home, but Donovan McNabb, the quarterback, is coming off a great game. He single-handedly beat Green Bay last week. What's sort of interesting here is that since the Sunday in October, when Rush Limbaugh said on television that the liberal media had exaggerated McNabb's talent because he was black, McNabb's been playing the best football of his career. But in this game, John Fox, Carolina's coach, through the years he's been a genius at shutting down McNabb. When he was the defensive coach of the New York Giants, he won 9 of 12 games that he coached over Donovan. And there's kind of a team of destiny feel to these Cinderella Carolina Panthers.
Do you think the weather will play a factor in either game?
This weekend they're looking for mild temperatures football-wise, which is 30 degrees. But the thing that'll matter will be the fans of the New England Patriots. In other words, Indianapolis is visiting under okay climate conditions, but the Patriots have not lost a game in New England, technically Foxborough, Massachusetts, all year. And so their home field advantage is very significant. And in Philadelphia, the weather shouldn't make a difference.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, who do you think is going to end up in the Super Bowl?
Well, I think what's going to happen is that Carolina is going to beat Philadelphia. And in the AFC, I think we're going to see the Patriots, largely because they are at home. I think for the Super Bowl, we're looking at the Patriots and Panthers, otherwise known as the Pats and the Cats.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ Magazine.